this takes us to the heart of repentance. David is concerned not only with what he's done and not only with the effects of what he has done, but with the reason for what he has done. Why did I do it? And he knows that the problem is in the heart.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, I think it's so important to do exactly what David did, to get to that why question.
Yeah, that's right. So David asks for forgiveness in Psalm 51 that we're looking at today, but he doesn't stop there. He knows that if he is only forgiven, but remains the same person as he was before, he'll go back and do the same thing that he just had to ask forgiveness for.
Sure.
So he says, create in me a clean heart. God, I need you to forgive me, but I also need you to change my heart. Otherwise, I'll just go back and do the same things again.
Right.
And so this gets us to the heart of repentance, not only being washed, which is wonderful, but being changed so that we're able to move in a new direction.
Well, we see how that happened for David in Psalm 51, and I hope you'll open your Bible and join us there as we continue a message, Get the Right Prescription. Here is Pastor Colin.
Some of you will remember, back on the 17th of March, 1978, 20 years ago, a supertanker by the name of the Amoco Cadiz ran aground off the coast of Brittany. It's really hard to imagine the scale of this, but this tanker was carrying 233 million tons of crude oil, nearly a quarter million tons of oil. And it runs aground 20 years ago off the coast of Brittany, tipping tons of this crude oil into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, as the disaster progressed, oil was swept up onto more than 130 beaches on the coast of Brittany. Some of them were covered with crude oil up to 1 foot deep. An amazing disaster. The damage was incredible. But when you think about that, you see, a disaster like this gives rise to more than one problem, doesn't it? I mean, for a start, there's obviously the issue of compensation. There are legal issues, which actually were dealt here in Chicago, where a judge awarded damages against the company of $85.2 million. There were legal issues and costs to be dealt with. But there are other problems to be addressed. Justice may be served in the courts, but there's still a massive cleanup to be done on the beaches. It is one thing to pay compensation. It is another thing to deal with the mess. Now, when God deals with our sin problem, you see, he not only deals with the cost, the penalty, sin and forgiveness, he also deals with the issue of pollution and cleansing. Remember how it's beautifully brought together in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He deals with these matters of justice, mercy. He clears the record, nothing to pay. But remember, it goes on. Not only that, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And these are distinct things. Sin causes an offense against God, which leaves a price to be paid that was paid by Jesus. But sin also causes pollution in our hearts, a pollution that only God can cleanse. And God always acts in these two spheres together. They're part of the same prescription. You cannot have forgiveness if you do not also want to be clean. Notice how David puts it here in verse 7. Having explored the mercy of God that leads to forgiveness, he now comes in verse 7 and he says, cleanse me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. You see, he's saying to himself, Lord, it's not just that I'm guilty, it's that I feel dirty. I find it hard to stand with joy before you because I know I've offended you. But there's another problem, God. I find it hard to live with myself because of what I know I've done. That's why we read from Zechariah in chapter 3 this morning. Isn't that a powerful picture of this man standing dressed in filthy clothes. Most of you look pretty well dressed this morning. But imagine yourself for a moment in filthy clothes. Imagine yourself spending an afternoon trudging through one of the Brittany beaches 20 years ago, a foot deep in crude oil. And after one afternoon, the stench of it is through all your clothes. The stain of it is up to you, your knees. You look at your clothes and you think they could never be made clean. They're only fit to be burned. It's something of how David feels as this filth seems to cling to his conscience. He says, "Cleanse me with hyssop." Hyssop was used as part of the ritual of cleansing of lepers. And I think the fact that he makes that reference just gives you an indication of how he feels. I just feel like a leper. Now, if the first problem with sin is what it does as an offense to God, the second problem is what it does to you and me. It pollutes our hearts. Think of the beauty of a line of sandy beaches. Think of crystal clear water lapping up. Think of the joyful life of birds and plants and fish. And now think of that pumping crude oil spewing out the side of the tanker and devastating the beauty. That's what sin does. It does that in our minds. It does that in our hearts. It spoils who we are. And that's why when we get into it, we feel dirty. And sometimes you look at the stain, you look at your own life, and you sense some of these feelings that are part of the conviction of sin, and you say, "Can I ever be clean? Oh, David must have said that. To make a man clean after this sort of thing will take a miracle." And that's exactly what David is asking for. Cleanse me. See what he's saying? Lord, if I could just look at that lady Bathsheba, and looking at her could lead me to what I did, God, I need you in that case to scrub my mind. And if seeing this difficulty with Uriah could lead me to a scheme that was designed to put an end to him, Lord, I need to have you purge my heart. This word cleanse or purge literally means de-sin. Like the idea of detoxification. Lord, I need you to de-sin me. There is stuff sticking to me that I need you to deal with. But think of the miracle. Cleanse me with hyssop, he says, and I shall be clean. Can a man who has done what David did ever be clean? David says, let me introduce you to the great physician. There is a God in heaven, and he's not only big in mercy, but he can clean the foulest stains. Wash me, he says. And if you wash me, even I will be clean. God never does anything by halves. I shall be whiter than snow, he says. And the great physician is able to cleanse the mind and the conscience. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin. When God forgives, he also cleanses. And we need to understand this. Let me ask this honest question this morning. Is there anyone in this congregation who feels dirty? Perhaps for some, an area of sexual sin, and you've confessed it to God, and yet what we've described here is exactly where you're at. Perhaps someone in the aftermath of an abortion You've asked God's forgiveness. But oh, you're struggling to live with yourself. See, this is what we're talking about. David says, I feel dirty. But I've discovered that if God washes me, I can live with myself again. I can be clean. And this is why Jesus went to the cross. The blood of Jesus Christ was spilled to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's part of the prescription. And it is his wonderful gift to all who will place themselves wholly in the hand of the great physician. He breaks the power, says the hymn writer, of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Get the Right Prescription. We're going to pause here, but we'll get back to the message in just a moment. Well, this is the final week to give a gift of any amount to Open the Bible and receive your copies of Christmas Stories. It's Pastor Colin's newly illustrated book, and we're sending you two copies, one for you and your family, and one to give away. These books tell the story of the birth of Christ in the first person from the perspective of different characters in the Bible story, like Gabriel, Mary, Joseph, Simeon, even King Herod. To give a gift and support Open the Bible and receive your copies of Christmas Stories, call us at 1-877-OPEN. Open 365, or come to our website, openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
The blood of Jesus Christ was spilled to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's part of the prescription. And it is his wonderful gift to all who will place themselves wholly in the hand of the great physician. So he will forgive the guilt of sin. He will cleanse the pollution of sin. And then there is one third thing. He will subdue the power of sin. Now think again for a moment of that image of the Amoco Cadiz off the coast of Brittany. Oil begins to leak from this supertanker. A little at first and then more and then a lot, and then the television cameras come in and they're focusing on the devastation of the beaches. And the cleanup is beginning, but actually there are still something like 200 million tons of crude inside that cracked hull. Not all the oil has come out straight away. So there is not only the problem of the effects of this disaster. There is also the issue of the source that is continuing to produce more and more and more devastation. What's the point in cleaning up what has leaked out already if we do not at the same time deal with the stricken vessel itself from which more crude is continuing to pour? Well, that's the issue David comes to in verse 10, you see. Create in me a pure heart, O God. He's moving to another dimension. I need forgiveness for the guilt of what I've done. I need cleansing for the effects of what I've done. But God, I need you to deal with the very source of what I have done. It's not just cleaning up what's out there, it's cleaning up what is in here. Because if something doesn't happen in here, in 10 years' time, I'm going to do the same thing again, and probably sooner. This takes us to the heart of repentance. David is concerned not only with what he's done, and not only with the effects of what he has done, but with the reason for what he has done. Why did I do it? And he knows that the problem is in the heart. Listen to these words of Jesus from Mark in chapter 7. Jesus said, "What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. It is from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, and adultery. See what he's saying? These things don't just happen. They're not accidents. Don't fool yourself. They come out of the heart, says Jesus. As does greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, folly. All these evils, says Jesus, come from inside. And they make a man unclean. So you see, the Christian is never content simply to be forgiven. If you've understood the issue of sin and you've understood what Christ has come to do, you will never be content just to know that God won't hold the deed against you. The deeper question than what I did is, why did I do it? And David knows it was a choice of the heart. And all our sins are choices of the heart. Sin has an addictive quality to it. And the heart forms its own habits. How am I going to break the habit? Is his question. He is not content merely to be a forgiven version of the same man. You see, repentance is much more than saying sorry. A Christian is never content merely to be forgiven and to go on into the same patterns of behavior. No, create in me a pure heart, O God. Literally, it means an undivided heart. Because, Lord, I do love you, but there was enough split in this heart for me to love this other thing more. And it's interesting that David uses the word create. God, you know what I need? I need you to put something in me that is not there right now. I need something new. And the only hope for me is if you who created the world out of nothing and you who formed me in my mother's womb, if you should create in me something that has not been there, a pure heart. And that is the fundamental need of every life. An operation of God at the center of our being. See, this is the New Testament gospel, isn't it? See, the gospel, becoming a Christian, is not just about changing behavior. It is about changing nature. It is about being crucified with Christ and about knowing the power of a new life within. Dr. Lloyd-Jones puts this so clearly in one passage where he asks the question, why did Christ come into the world? Did he come so that you and I might be forgiven and then go on sinning? Did he come so that we should sin and come back and then live from sin to repentance and then repentance back to sin again and then somehow just slink into heaven, he says, barely avoiding the consequences of hell and the awfulness of judgment? And then he answers, that is a blasphemous thought. He went to the cross so that you should be forgiven. He went to the cross so that you should be clean. He went to the cross so that you should be different. And in Psalm 51, David takes us through these dimensions of repentance that are opened up to us because of the mercy of God, because of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus, and because of the renewing power of the Holy Spirit within us. Oh, says David, there is a great physician. And if he can do what he's done for a man who did what I did, then what could he not do for you? So come to him. Ask him to break the power of sinful habits. Talk to the physician about your problem. Talk to him about your pride. Talk to him around the table about your lust. Talk to him about your crippling fear. Tell him about the habits of your heart. Tell him about the power of greed that you struggle with. Tell him about bitterness and how your heart is divided and how you need him to create something new within him. And ask him, create within me a pure heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's the prescription. In Christ there is forgiveness. In Christ there is cleansing. And in Christ there is the power to be different. Now, we ended last week by asking the simple question, are you interested in diagnosis? And I end today by asking this question, will you take the prescription? You see, God does not offer to us the weak pills of religion. He offers to us the radical surgery of the Holy Spirit. Will you take the prescription? But for anyone who has understood the diagnosis of human sinfulness, what God offers to us in Christ is the most wonderful good news. The surgery may be painful, but it does lead to life. And God has never yet failed with a patient. Will you put yourself in the hands of the great physician?
Will you place yourself in the hand of the great physician? What a question to wrap up today's broadcast with. And maybe as you've been listening to Pastor Colin's teaching today, you've realized that you've never gone ahead and you've never taken that prescription. You've never gotten that right treatment that Pastor Colin was talking about today. But you now understand the problem and you understand what the treatment is and you'd like to begin to receive that mercy of God. But maybe you still have a few questions about that. Well, would you get a hold of us here at Open the Bible? We'd love to have a staff member talk with you about what it means to be in a relationship with Jesus. Our toll-free number is 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Today's message, Get the Right Prescription, is part of a larger series on Psalm 51 called Changing Direction. And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, come and listen online at openthebible.org. Well, if you're a regular listener to Open the Bible, you know that we depend on your financial generosity to keep Pastor Colin's teaching available on the station each day. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you two copies of Pastor Colin's new illustrated book called Christmas Stories. One copy for you, one to give away. And it tells the story of the birth of Christ from the perspective of five different Bible characters, from the angel Gabriel, Mary, Joseph, Simeon, even King Herod. And Colin, what is one thing that you would like people to take away from reading this book?
Well, I really hope and pray that when people read this, they will just have a fresh sense of wonder at what it meant for God to become a man in Christ Jesus, for the Lord Jesus to be born into the world and to become our Savior. It is indeed the greatest story ever told. And for it to be fresh and to be seen in its wonder is just a marvelous thing. But then I hope that having read it, people will take the opportunity to perhaps read one of these chapters at the dinner table at Christmas or at some other Christmas event where loved ones are gathered together. And you could just take this little book out, Christmas Stories, and you could say, let's take 5 minutes before we eat to read the Christmas story, or perhaps after the meal would be a good time to do it. It'll only take about 5 minutes at the most to read this, but it's a way of presenting to people you know and love who may be in your home and celebrating Christmas with you the good news of Jesus Christ so that eyes may be directed to him.
Well, we want to send you two copies of this book, Christmas Stories, as our way of saying thank you for giving a gift to Open the Bible this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. Again, the website is openthebible.org and our phone number is 1-877-673-6365. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
At Open the Bible, we're grateful for like-minded organizations committed to sharing the gospel around the world. And to that end, I'd like to commend the work of Global Fingerprints. You know, in the book of James, God calls us to help orphans in their distress. That's a clear command, but it's not always clear how we should obey it. And this is where Global Fingerprints comes in. Through Global Fingerprints, you can sponsor a vulnerable child to help meet their physical needs and ensure they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to commend Global Fingerprints to you. They're focused on equipping the local church to care for children, and where there is no church, they help to plant one. If you'd like to help a vulnerable child, you can find more information on Global Fingerprints at our website, openthebible.org/GF. That's openthebible.org/GF.